Fort Laramie at 35th.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show.
Your chin just when you're going to talk. And here he is with music on records, Howard Miller.
Well, thank you very much, Joe Foss. All of which proves that this is about as happy a tight little family as there is all over the world, I think. When I say a tight little family, I don't mean to say that we have been doing anything except chewing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. The tightness comes from the fact that we're a closed little second floor of the big arena known as CBS out of Chicago. And, of course, we're brought into your homes, into your automobiles, wherever you happen to be and enjoying radio this morning on CBS. We're here on behalf of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And it's our lot every day, and it's a pleasant lot in life to be able to play records for you, I hope entertain you, and say just a couple of words about this product that we're so fond of, and I guess maybe all the world is, called Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Some pretty good records coming up, so let's get right to them. For the most part, they're brand newies. Here's the first one by a young fellow named Jerry Vail. Now, translation from the original Italian is Vitaliano. Gerald Vitaliano was a boy who started slowly out of the East Coast, out of New York City, which he calls home, Bronx, as a matter of fact. And while Jerry has only had a couple of records that have really gone big for him in the record marts, he nevertheless is one of those fine performers who has a great integrity for a song. Jerry sings in an upper register, a tenor, I guess you'd call it a dramatic tenor, and as such, he probably has a little bit harder time to find material that lends itself to tenor range. But this is a good one, written by Steve Allen, a new Columbia record for Jerry called Pretend You Don't See Her.
Look somewhere above her, pretend you don't love her, pretend you don't see her. My heart, although she is coming our way, pretend you don't need her, my heart, but smile and pretend to be gay. It's too late for running, my heart. Chin up if the tears start to fall. Look somewhere above her. Pretend you don't love her. Pretend you don't see her.
Pretend You Don't See Her, that's done by Jerry Vail. Sitting here just a moment ago, Lou Weir, who is spinning our records for us today, as he does every day now that he's back from vacation, was nice enough to pass out the pack of Wrigley Spearmint so that we could all enjoy ourselves for these few moments, enjoying the flavor that you always get with Wrigley Spearmint. And I thought maybe by way of talking to you today about this product that we're so proud to be with, that I ought to read some of the things that it says on the label. For instance, on the front of this clean white label that's identified, of course, with red and green and the spearmint insignia, it says that simple little expression, the flavor lasts. Now, this has been a trademark for the Wrigley folk for a long while. They have made the flavor last in their chewing gum. And it's a flavor that everyone likes because it's lively and it's bouncy and it's good. You see, it's the flavor of the real spearmint leaf. And then combined with all the rest of the good things that go into the making of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, you're bound to get a product that you like, especially if the flavor lasts. Now, on the other side, the flip-over side of this label, as we refer to phonograph records, it says Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Chewing aids teeth. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. And this is so true, this aiding the teeth, because you see, the chewing action, the exercise that your mouth is given when you chew gum, is good and good for you. So I hope that you'll enjoy, as we do every day, often every day, the charm of chewing Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Why don't you try it? Why don't you at least pick up the pack and read what we've just read on the label, which is your invitation to a wonderful treat and delight. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You'll enjoy it, too. Let's listen to Georgia Gibbs. Here's a young lady who I think, on the legitimate side of music, is one of our great, great performers. Georgia happens to be a particular favorite of mine because I know that she works hard in show business and she's made a solid contribution there, too. In the course of the last 3 or 4 years, where the idiom of music has changed from the big, solid sound of musicianship behind the performer, George has been able to make that transition into the rock and roll field. And as a matter of fact, following her initial successes on things like Kiss of Fire, Georgia did a lot of fine things, like Dance With Me Henry. These things that have become good solid sellers for her. But they're still in that idiom of music for Georgia, and I wish one of these days they would reassign her to the old stuff that she does so well. But here's a new one. If you haven't heard it, I think you'll like it. It's an RCA Victor recording, a new one by Georgia called Fun Loving Baby.
Sure loves her fun. Fun loving baby loves everyone. Some loving baby is sure all right, but loving baby not every night. One loving baby I wish you'd be for me, my baby, me, my baby, me, 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 me. Fun loving baby sure loves a beat. Fun loving baby got rhythm beat. Baby, me, my baby, me, 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 me. My baby, me, me, me. Fun loving baby sure loves a beat. Fun loving baby got rhythm feet. Fun loving baby loves long stack night. Fun loving baby sure loves good time. Fun loving baby someday you be. For me, my baby, me, my baby, me, 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 me. My baby, me, my baby, me, me, me.
Isn't that last line a classic in American literature? Well, I'm sorry to report that this is the trend of music, and I don't say it to the disparagement of the people who contribute this to Tin Pan Alley, because they, after all, like to eat too and like to buy their Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. And so they write songs like this because they know that a great many of our single records throughout the nation, probably 85 or 90% of them, are purchased by the kids who buy a record for just one thing, for the beat and not for the lyric. And believe me, that's all they're getting is a beat. They're getting certainly no storyline, a storyline which is questionable, if not just gibberish. But because they do like it, and because it's the beat that they buy, I am sometimes frequently put to a hardship to understand why record companies don't just record the banging of a kettle in the kitchen with a teaspoon. Because if all they want is just the pronounced beat of when to put the left foot down when they dance, they can get it just as easily off the rattle-paddle of a pen as they can off of a couple of dozen musicians going into the studio and knocking their brains out to play music like this. But once again I say that I am not here to serve a purpose of either criticizing nor defending American music. This jockey's function, I think, in radio programming is merely to analyze and to interpret what you like best as listeners and then to play that and not try to set styles or set trends of music. This is something that the American public have a right to do. This is our heritage, and that's the way it should be. All of which, I suppose, is in the sense an editorial about music today, but regardless, it'll swing back to a normalcy someday, or maybe we're stuck with this for a long while. And speaking of being stuck, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Will you try a stick today sometime during the course of the day? Maybe it'll be after your luncheon or after dinner tonight. Maybe it'll be after you've smoked a few cigarettes and your mouth is getting just a little bit not-so-nice feeling inside. That's when I think you'll really enjoy and appreciate Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, because, you see, the clean flavor and taste of Wrigley Spearmint makes it most enjoyable for you to enjoy. I'm, frankly, given to a lot of smoking, and every time I have a few cigarettes in a row, I feel the need for Wrigley Spearmint. And I think that if you'll learn to enjoy it as we do, after that extra cigarette that you enjoy, you'll enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. So why don't you get some today? You buy it by the pack, or maybe even pick up a box, Mama, so all the family can enjoy Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. It's delicious. Here's Perry Como with Ivy Rose.
Ivy Rose, Ivy Rose, I'm in love with you. Cling to me, cling to me like a vine. I'll be yours when tonight is a memory. I'll be yours and you'll always be mine. As the years disappear in the twilight of time, with a sigh we will find all the plans that we made, how we kissed unafraid in the shade of the old ivy wall. Ivy Rose, Ivy Rose, I'm in love with you. Cling to me, cling to me like a vine. I'll be yours when tonight is a memory. I'll be yours and you'll always be mine.
That's Perry Como and a pretty new ballad that Perry has styled. This too, of course, is a Victor record. Just recently reached the desks of the disc jockeys all over the nation, and my guess would be that Mr. Como is going to get a very wonderful ride on the turntables, because he's always, again, very much like Georgia Gibbs, given to real integrity for the presentation of a song. Perry Como's Ivy Rose. Now, remember, Mama, you got a date with a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum sometime today, and when you enjoy your pleasantry with Mr. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, will you kindly please let your family indulge themselves in the same pleasure so you pick up a couple of packs, maybe a box, and have it set around the house so when Papa leaves in the morning, he can put his grubby fat little fist in the box and pull out a couple of packs to take with him to the office. Let the kids enjoy it. It's good for them. You get Wrigley Spearmint, always lively, bouncy, and wonderful. And now, speaking of the 83rd Congress of the United States, here's Joe Foss from Chicago taking the ball from Howard Miller. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. This is the CBS Radio Network.